is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Biden has gone back on his word in his waning days at the White House, not to give his son Hunter a pass.
I abide by the jury decision, and I will do that, and I will not pardon him.
Mr. Biden has pardoned his son on felony gun and tax convictions. CBS's Naomi Ruckham.
In a statement released Sunday night, Biden said in part, quote, "I believe in the justice system, but as I have wrestled with this, I also believe raw politics has infected this process, and it led to a miscarriage of justice."
President-elect Trump calls the pardons the same thing, a miscarriage of justice. Hunter Biden was due to be sentenced in both cases in the next 2 weeks. Millions of people are digging out from heavy lake-effect snowfall in Michigan, New York, Pennsylvania, and Ohio. Among them, Kelly Merritt, who was snowed in Geneva, Ohio.
Let's just say I had to plow my own driveway with my car. Maybe like 24 inches. It's up there. My other cars are all glued in.
The National Weather Service says the storm could bring an additional 4 to 6 feet of snow to upstate New York by tomorrow night. The Coast Guard says it's searching for 5 people after a fishing boat capsized in rough water and cold seas off Juneau, Alaska. The crew of the Wind Walker sent a Mayday call. It was overturning before communications went silent. This is Cyber Monday, and retail analysts expect price cuts of up to 30%. CBS's Stacy Lynn.
There are good deals on the usual stuff.
TVs will be solid, but not spectacular this year.
So retail analyst Bert Flickinger says you might want to wait.
TVs and consumer electronics will be spectacular in the new year as the manufacturers who are over inventoried discount TVs and consumer electronics even more deeply.
People will be buying up clothing as well as
buying vacations, trips, cruises.
The Supreme Court hears arguments today on flavored e-cigarettes and how to keep kids from getting hooked. CBS's Michael Toscano.
The issue is an attempt by the Food and Drug Administration to stop e-cigarette companies from selling candy and fruit-flavored vape products because the young people attracted to them become addicted to nicotine. But more than that, it's another test of the power of the federal agency's regulatory powers, which the conservative majority on the court has been reining in.
An NFL quarterback makes history.
Allen has time, throws to the corner, touchdown!
Bills' Josh Allen on NBC, now the first to have a touchdown pass, run, and catch in the same game. Buffalo beat San Fran 35-10 to clinch the AFC East crown all as that massive lake effect snowstorm pounded Highmark Stadium. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Racine residents will have a chance to talk about another proposed tax increase tomorrow. A city council committee has already approved a $1.5 million referendum to boost funds for the fire department. The measure will get discussed at a meeting tomorrow with public comment part of the process. The full council still needs to approve the idea before it could appear on an April ballot. If it goes ahead, the owner of a $175,000 home in the city of Racine would pay about $54 extra each year. There are two people just across the state line that are thankful for search dogs. A 60-year-old man from Wadsworth and an elderly Antioch woman are safe after both went missing in different situations over the weekend. Police say the man in Wadsworth wandered away from his home in the cold Friday night. He was found Saturday morning walking near the forest preserve. The Antioch woman was missing for a few hours in the cold before being found Saturday. Police say both had cognitive issues and are said to be okay. Winter rules are in effect for parking in Racine and Kenosha. It's now through April for winter parking changes. The alternate side of the street rule is in effect. That's where you have to park on even-numbered address sides of the street on even-numbered days and vice versa. Each community has a description of what's going on their respective websites. And those looking to shoo the flu can get a shot in Kenosha this week. On Friday, people are invited to the Kenosha County Community Health Flu Prevention Clinic. They're giving out free flu shots. It runs from 8 to 4 on Friday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers get ready for Detroit. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers face the Lions Thursday night at Ford Field. I asked quarterback Jordan Love, was it weird holding a Wednesday type of practice on a Sunday afternoon?
Definitely. It was definitely a weird week, and it was weird to wake up and know that there's other football games today. So it doesn't feel like Sunday, but like I said, we're treating it like a Wednesday.
NBA, the Bucks are now 10-9 after beating the Washington Wizards over the weekend. Up next, they host the Detroit Pistons tomorrow night at Five Serve Forum. The Bucks have won six in a row. College hoops, the Badgers with a 74-53 win over Chicago State. Tomorrow night, they'll face the Wolverines at the Kohl Center.
We know now we jump back into deep water Tuesday night with league play opening up, and got a really good Michigan team coming in here, so we'll use Sunday and Monday to prep for that and get ready to, like I said, jump into Big Ten play.
That's Wisconsin's head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Clouds and a few flurries this morning, gradually clearing this afternoon. We'll get to around 32 today. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 21. Tomorrow partly cloudy, 32 on Wednesday. Mostly cloudy, a few snowflakes, breezy with a high in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
The Los Angeles Times reported that 63% of American families are now considered dysfunctional. My God. That means we're the majority. We're normal. It's the people that had the mommy and the daddy and the brother and the sister, little white picket fence. Those people are the freaks, man. My parents' divorce settlement involved a bar tab. They had a big court battle over who got to keep me. Mom won. She made me live with dad. My father, a hard-drinking man from the 70s. We actually have no pictures of my dad where he is not holding a beer. Weddings, funerals, water skiing, parent-teacher conference. When I got sick around him as a kid growing up, he'd always warm me up a shot of 100-proof whiskey. Never got sick, that I can remember. First grade show and tell, taught the class to mix Long Island iced teas. From scratch.
Go on, because all of your Tops. Reach out and I'll be there. Wasn't that a telephone commercial song at one time? I think so. 610. Good morning. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining me here at Local News and Timeless. It's WRJN. It's going to be a nice day today. Partly sunny. Just a few flurries in the air. Highs near 32, which is better than yesterday when I was freezing my fingers off. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 21. Tomorrow's sunny with a high near 33. Cloudy and 20 right now at Radio Park. So last night, a friend of mine posted on her Facebook page. She always posts when the satellites are going to be in the sky, the space station, so you can see it. So last night at 5:44 p.m., exactly, not 5:45, 5:44, the space station was going to go overhead. And they list, you know, the direction you can see. Now, last time they did, I actually saw the space station. You can hear it buzzing above your head. But last night I was out there in the freezing cold. I stood in my backyard staring at the sky. Didn't happen last night. I didn't see it anyway. I did see all the other planets in the sky. She pointed out there'd be other planets and then satellites going across the sky. But I didn't see the space station last night. Now, I know I saw it once before, but I wanted to see it again. This time I had my phone out there to record it. And I didn't see it last night. I don't know if anybody else did. It's 6:11, Local News Timeless. It's at WRJN. And don't forget, we got the Movie Mom coming up 7 o'clock this morning. Nell Minow right here, WRJN.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in. Then I watch them roll away again, yeah. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco. Have nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
It is raining, sitting on the dock of the bay. 6:14, Local News, Timeless Hits at WRJN. Christmas cards. They don't really, nobody mails them out like I do anymore. You know, I remember back in the 80s, I used to fill up my apartment when I, you know, I first moved here. I used to fill up the entire wall, the door, the entire wall, and all around the apartment on the ceiling, you know, the fringes of the apartment, with Christmas cards. I mean, I used to get a ton of them. Now, I'm lucky if I could fill up, you know, one side of the door with Christmas cards. You know, and some of them are from businesses that want my business. I'm one of the last people that said, I know there are people out there, but we used to go to the store and pick out our box cards. Oh, which kind do you want? Oh, I want this kind. And we used to pick out all our Christmas cards that we were going to mail out. Our first radio station used to send a list out of all the addresses and everything of all the employees, and everybody went through the entire list and everybody Christmas cards. What a dying art that is. Wow. An informal study. Where is it here? I just had it in front of my face. Oh, yeah. What the heck did I just do with it here? I just had this whole thing on. Oh, here. If you're on the fence about sending out Christmas cards this year, 89% of Americans say receiving holiday cards brings them joy, but very few people send them out. Remember, you got to send them out to get one. I still do it, you know, but the thing is, I don't have a lot of addresses to the people anymore. I still have my friend, but the new friends I make, like here at the radio station, I don't have their addresses. Everybody's on email and Messenger and all that kind of stuff. Everybody sends Merry Christmas on a text message. Now, you got to send a nice Christmas card, and I've got a ton of them I want to send out this year. Now I just need the addresses of the people, and I'm all set. 6:15, local news. Timeless Hits, WRJN. Cloudy and 20 degrees right now in Radio Park. Here's Robert Knight. Here's Everlasting Love.
Hearts go astray.
Everlasting Love, local news and timeless hits, WRJN 618. Partly sunny today. Chance of flurries with a high near 32. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 21. Sunshine tomorrow, highs near 33. Boy, that 33 sounds good, doesn't it? When I went to church yesterday morning, it was 13 degrees. I was freezing out there. Cloudy and 20 degrees right now here at Radio Park. All right, you're looking to get some presents for your coworkers this year? All right, here are five presents you should never give a coworker. A self-help book. Boy, you're saying a lot with that, aren't you? Perfume or cologne, anything that involves religion, lingerie, or even a gift card for Victoria's Secret's a no-no, and anything used. It's kind of tough to pick out a gift for a coworker these days because you don't want to insult them and you don't want to get the people over at, you know, human resources all riled up. It's 6:19 at WRJN.
An estimated 200 people in Racine County are experiencing homelessness. And with the winter fast approaching, Fountain Hills Apartments is collecting new socks to help keep them warm. We invite you to join us in supporting those less fortunate this winter season. Fountain Hills Apartments is accepting new socks for men and women Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant, now through December 26th.
This holiday season, make memories that last a lifetime at Gateway Classic Cars. Make this special time of the year merry and bright. Explore our spacious showroom packed with vintage cruisers, roaring muscle cars, trucks, and exotic dream machines. With a stunning selection and knowledgeable staff, Gateway Classic Cars is your destination to find a timeless, stylish gift for any classic car lover at any age. Visit the showroom on 4 Mile Road in Caledonia or gatewayclassiccars.com, where holiday dreams take the wheel.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I'm going to share a story about me and my money. This starts in my 20s when I was what I will call an avoider. I was an avoider because I just felt like I was bad at money. You know, I didn't want to think about money. I didn't want to do anything with money except make it and spend it and close my eyes and pray that the rent check would cash. I spent a few years beating myself up about not paying attention to my money, until I started having a very short money meeting with myself every month. And those meetings taught me that with a little bit of effort, I could be on top of my money. I could know when it was coming and I could know where it was going. And eventually I was able to make plans for it. So if you're stuck in the avoider trap, hey, I know what it's like. Invite yourself to a money meeting. I promise you it'll pay off. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Big Deals. Jenny here from Big Deals. It's Cyber Monday, the biggest online shopping day of the year. This year, you can shop Cyber Monday and still shop local. Big Deals is your local e-commerce website where you'll find dozens of gift certificates to businesses in your community. And today only, spend $50 or more and save an additional 20% on your entire purchase automatically. Check it out now.
Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals banner for amazing savings right now.
With local news twice an hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we are Racine's source for local news and now timeless hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine. WRJN.
Oh, it's so nice to be with you. I love all the things you say and do. And it's so nice to hear you say you're gonna please me in every way. Honey, I got the notion you're causing commotion in my soul.
Baby, you and me have got something that's real. I know it's gonna
to hear.
Ah, there's Gallery. 1972, the year. Nice to be with you. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Hey, a survey found radio still the top way Americans listen to music. I didn't make this up. 54% of adults have listened to music on their car radio in the past 6 months. Only 33% listened to a service, a pay service like Spotify. 29% have listened on a CD. Really? They still listen to those, huh? And 11% have listened on vinyl. Well, I know that because we gave away a whole bunch of vinyl records not too long ago. Okay, so radio, number one. I like it. Our radio has been here for a long, long time. Here are the Isleys.
Shake it up, baby.
Of your tongue like that. My wife can do that. I can't do that. She can also whistle with two fingers, too. You ever do that loud whistle? I can't do that either. No, she's so talented. Oh, Rudolph. Here's Gene Autry.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Boy, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, Gene Autry, the singing cowboy. He made a ton of movies. He was a singing cowboy in the movies back in the 30s and I guess early 40s. He also was the owner of the California Angels baseball team for years. And he was also a broadcaster. He owned a lot of radio and TV stations under the name of Golden West Broadcasting on the East Coast and Upper Northwest. So radio, TV, movies, baseball, this guy had it all. Gene Autry, and hit songs, Gene Autry. It's 6:31, local news, Tamblyn Sits at WRJN. Let's check morning news, and here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine residents will have a chance to talk about another proposed tax increase tomorrow. A city council committee has already approved a $1.5 million referendum to boost funds for the fire department. The measure will get discussed at a meeting tomorrow with public comment part of the process. The full council still needs to approve the idea before it could appear on an April ballot. If it goes ahead, the owner of a $175,000 home in the city of Racine would pay about $54 extra each year. There are two people just across the state line that are thankful for search dogs. A 60-year-old man from Wadsworth and an elderly Antioch woman are safe after both went missing in different situations over the weekend. Police say the man in Wadsworth wandered away from his home in the cold Friday night. He was found Saturday morning walking near the forest preserve. The Antioch woman was missing for a few hours in the cold before being found Saturday. Police say both had cognitive issues and are said to be okay. Winter rules are in effect for parking in Racine and Kenosha. It's now through April for winter parking changes. The alternate side of the street rule is in effect. That's where you have to park on even-numbered address sides of the street on even-numbered days and vice versa. Each community has a description of what's going on their respective websites. And those looking to shoo the flu can get a shot in Kenosha this week. On Friday, people are invited to the Kenosha County Community Health Flu Prevention Clinic. They're giving out free flu shots. It runs from 8 to 4 on Friday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The pressure continues to mount to try to finish a farm bill before the end of the calendar year. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. But animal rights groups are taking this tight window of opportunity to try to insert language that's designed to shut down animal agriculture. That story next.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compere Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compere.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
Jack Hubbard is the executive director of the Center for Environment and Welfare and explains that every consumer needs to stay engaged in this conversation.
Not enough folks are aggressively engaged on this issue to correct the record on some of these bad ESG proposals and also, you know, plant the stake in the ground and say, hey, we need to stick up for farmers and we need to stick up for our food supply and not let these groups that are masquerading as, you know, pet sheltering animal groups really get away with trying to dictate farm policy when they're actually run by a whole group of folks who think eating meat is murder.
Jack Hubbard, CEO of the Center for the Environment and Welfare. He says also, be careful where your end-of-the-year tax donations may land. Charity Watch, for example, issued a D grade for HSUS, Humane Society of the United States, for their financial efficiency, accountability, and governance.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Gold Light provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
And the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation is looking forward to their annual business conference and Young Farmer and Agriculturalist event happening starting on Friday at the Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Brad Olson, president of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation, says they have surpassed 51,000 active members in that organization with a growth of more than 2,783 this year alone. It's impressive. They say that there's 61 county farm bureaus across the state driving that membership. That's a look at what's happening in food news. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
Clouds and a few flurries this morning, gradually clearing this afternoon. We'll get to around 32 today. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 21. Tomorrow partly cloudy, 32 on Wednesday. Mostly cloudy, a few snowflakes, breezy with a high in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
Have you been in a relationship? They're very difficult.
Who's in their 20s by round of applause? All right, so let me explain to you how your dating life's going to go. All right, so you're in your 20s and you're going to start dating seriously and you're going to realize, like, oh, I have emotional problems. And then in your 30s, you're going to be like, I'm going to solve my emotional problems. And then in your 40s, you're going to be like, it's a shame I never did solve those emotional problems. Don't you wish we had more in common, men and women? I like those couples that have one thing in common and they're just seeing how far they can take it. You know what I mean? Like going into Comic-Con dressed as his and her orcs. I want us to have more in common. I really do. Sometimes I'll be on dating apps and I'll cover up women's photos just to see what their personality's like. One girl's bio recently was like, I love SoulCycle and red wine and sunsets and rockin' playlists. And I thought, if this was a guy, I would run him over with my car. And then I see it's a beautiful woman. I'm like, I think she may be the one.
Could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you
to us?
by the Monkees, Daydream Believers, 641, local news and time. Let's hit to WRJN. Partly sunny today, chance of flurries. Highs near 32, partly cloudy, lows 21 tonight. Sunshine tomorrow, highs near 33, right now cloudy and 20, right here at Radio Park. You know, the holidays are full of dinners and dinner parties, so here are some top conversation topics you should never bring up, like your sex life, or anyone else's sex life for that matter. Asking about someone's income, talking about your money, what birth control you use. Oh, that's a good topic over the Christmas holidays. And the state of your marriage. Nobody wants to hear about that either. So got to avoid those topics, all right? It's 641. Hey, coming up a little after 7 o'clock, Nell Minow, the movie mom. We're talking movies, what's out of theaters now, what to look forward to, all straight ahead right here. Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
All the world over sun.
Got to be free. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Hey, according to a survey on holiday activities, 53% of Americans will decorate this year. Only half? That's not too good. 48% will bake. My wife's a big baker. 25% will attend religious services. 10% will do sing-alongs or go caroling. Yeah, caroling. We used to have people in our neighborhood go caroling. You don't do that much anymore. And 6% will plan to do absolutely nothing for the holidays. I don't know any of those people. Everybody I know does at least something for the holidays. 6:45. Flo and Eddie, here come the Turtles. Have it together.
Imagine me and you. I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together.
For all my life, when you're with me.
wonder how they toss the dice. It had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Happy Together. That's also the name of their reunion tour when they go around. Happy Together. It's 648 at WRJN. All right. If you're going to fly for the holidays and get stuck on a layover, it might not be the worst thing in the world. Case in point, a story was done on a couple in Canada named Chris and Jen who met at an airport when their flights got canceled. They had a lot of chemistry together, so a random person asked them how long they'd been together, and Chris said about 48 minutes. Well, this all happened way back in 2003, and there's a long story about how he gave up his own seat to get her to her best friend's wedding on time. But here's the end of the story. Ready? They got married. They were married for 17 years now and have two kids together, and they met on a layover when their flights got canceled. See? Talk about making lemonade out of lemons. 648 at WRJN Radio. Don't forget, we have Nell Minot coming up, the movie mom, a little after 7 o'clock.
It's game time. Hardy and Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the Energy Efficient Home Improvement Credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and receive for your estimate. With Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Still searching for the perfect holiday present? Give the gift of mobility with Easy Mobility Solutions. A Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair can help your loved ones move with confidence and ease, making every outing a breeze. Or bless them with a Power Lift Recliner complete with heat and massage for year-round comfort and independence at home. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions is here to make your holidays brighter and more mobile. Visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces, a new adventure, create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
WRJN. You come old flat top,
together, the Beatles, local news, and time. This is the WRJN. Well, 35% of us will be giving gifts this year to people we don't even like. The average person buys gifts for three people they can't even stand. They'll spend an average of $127, or around $42 per person, for somebody they don't even like. Maybe I hope the presents I get from people, I like them. I like everybody. I never got a present from somebody I didn't like. Maybe they don't like me. Huh. 6:55, local news, Tamla's Hits, WRJN. Here come the DC 5.
Well, I went to a dance just the other night. Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
Local news, Tamla's Hits. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. Those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most